What is wrong?
Sometimes people just put you back on track.
In turn.
On the side of the head. Like, oh, my bad.
Stuff in their life is going so good. Why would they need God?
Debbie Downer.
You don't know what a Debbie Downer
Auntie
is?
Auntie over here, bro.
He didn't clap back or anything. He felt sad for them because they didn't understand. They didn't see that that was God himself.
3, 2, 1.
Jesus said it once that people don't understand, not because he's hiding, but because we simply don't hear. Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way.
Oh, first try.
What's your name?
Jose.
My name is Fernanda. Dude, we literally told him, don't forget to say your name. Okay. Do you want to do that again?
No, leave it in. Let's go.
Leave it in. We're going in. Alrighty. So, it's good to have you guys back. It's good to be here, guys. We're going to jump straight into it. Matthew 13, verse 15 says, what does it say, Fer?
Okay. It says, for this people's heart has grown dull. And with their ears, they can barely hear. And their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.
Amen. Okay, so what we see here is Jesus telling his disciples, basically, we see previously in this chapter, Jesus has been kind of like, he's been spinning bars. He's been saying some parables. He's been saying stuff. And then his disciples are like, whoa, why are you talking so mysterious? Why are you talking in parables?
Yeah, like, we're listening to you, and we don't understand what you're saying.
He's just trying to keep us on our toes, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. He's trying to keep you on your toes. So Jesus kind of, he goes deep. When you hear it, it's like, whoa. It kind of makes you reflect that he's telling them, like, my people hearts has grown dull. They have ears, obviously, but they can barely hear. So we're going to jump into we're going to dissect this verse and what it means, and we're going to see these three things: hear, understand, and turning. So we're going to look at hear, and are we listening? You know, are we listening? And, you know, because Jesus said they hardly hear with their ears. And I guess many people today aren't rejecting God necessarily because they're not necessarily rejecting God like straight up, but simply they've just kind of like tuned him out, you know, just kind of realized he's not really speaking. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think some ways are today where people have just kind of tuned out God?
I feel like sometimes you say, oh, I am a Christian, but you don't really know what it means. And you just say it because your family says it. So you don't really understand. So whenever you don't understand it, you're not living it.
Yeah.
So it might be that you go to church or not even go to church. Or sometimes you go to church, but you're just like, your body is there, but your mind is not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes when we start doing good in life, I started doing ISIS tests. I got a raise at work. Mm-hmm. I did this and this is happening. I was like,
everything's going smoothly.
I did that. Sometimes you get caught in that. I've done it before. Yeah. I've gotten caught in just being like, dang, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing it's not me. It's actually God. It's Jesus like working and making things happen for me. But then kind of just like put it off and take all the credit.
Yeah.
And then it just goes downhill from there.
Yeah. And then sometimes you try to come back because you're like that. You were on that high, and then now you're like on the downfall, and you're like, oh, Jesus. But you've been tuning him out all this time.
Because what I mean, y'all guys answered perfectly. Because what I mean when I sometimes tune out God, it means like when we kind of just put God kind of like on a hold. Like, you know, we like for me, it was kind of just sometimes going on Sundays. And we know that God is trying to speak through us what his word is saying mm-hmm. through the preaching. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of just, no, yeah, that's good, mm-hmm. right? But we leave there and like...
You don't change.
Like
you don't,
nothing yeah. even happened, you know? Yeah. We go to a restaurant and we're just hungry and we yell at the waiter, where's my drink?
Yeah.
Even though I've never done that, but...
I don't think you would ever yell at someone. Like, I don't picture Madeline as a yelling person.
Internally.
Sorry.
So
I had Red Bull.
We can tell.
Jose didn't. Take a sip.
I don't need that.
Red Bull gives you wings. Wrong one. Wrong camera, Fed. Wrong camera. Oh. Anyways, what's something that has helped you start kind of hearing God after you've kind of like tuned him out? What would you say something that's like you've done or something that has helped you?
Sometimes people just put you back on track.
Literally.
On the side of the head. Yeah. Like, oh, my bad. I didn't realize I was going offline.
Yeah.
Like, that's on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say whenever you hit that, like, let's say, like I said, you were on a high and mm-hmm. now you're going down and like that stamina is gone and you're like, oh my goodness, woe is me. And then you start just talking about woe is me with everyone. Like, oh, and then like somebody is trying to help you out and like be positive or like, and you don't even want to listen to them. That's kind of like a wake up call. And it's like, oh, dang, I'm complaining so much. Or like, I'm being such a Debbie Downer. And like, what is wrong? Like, you start like feeling like you've been lost.
Yeah.
What?
Debbie Downer.
You don't know what a Debbie Downer
Auntie
is?
Auntie over here, bro.
Do you not know? What would you say? What would you say?
You aunt.
No, what would you say? The same phrase that I said. What phrase would you say? Doesn't know. That's what
Why
I thought.
Why are you so pressed? Calm down. Yeah. Debbie Downer.
Do we understand, though? Because we can hear, right? We can hear.
Yeah.
But do we understand? And so, because Jesus said, he was talking about hearing, but he also tells us that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. So when it says right there, they see but don't perceive. They hear but don't understand. So for me personally, I know that to understand, it definitely takes humility,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a want to understand.
Yes.
Kind of like what you said, Fer, you said earlier.
Yeah.
You said it earlier. You said it. So I agree with you.
No, because if you are like, oh, I'm struggling, but I don't want to fix it, you will stay struggling. But if you're like, okay, I'm struggling, I don't know why, let me understand what it is I'm doing that's mm-hmm. making me stay in this, like, stuck position. Whenever you want to fix that, that's whenever, like, answers start coming. God might be talking to you through a person, but God also talks to you whenever you're in his word. It could be, like, you are actually having your devotional, or you're listening to music, or you're going to church. When you actually want to understand, you actually, it's like you do a turn on, like mm-hmm. switch, and it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm listening to you, Lord. Yeah. And little by little, I think it starts making sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever we see that in our life, whenever God is trying to get us to understand something, I know personally it comes with what we just said. Like, sometimes we have a high point in our life and where we kind of just tune out God, and then he brings us down to a low, so he makes us understand, and mm-hmm. we want to look for that understanding. So I don't know if you guys have, why do you think some people resist on trying to understand either the Bible or God in general?
It's not easy. Understand, it implies you having to put in a lot of work. Mm. It implies on you giving up your free time and like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It implies on giving up your wants instead.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jose said it. Jose said it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, it's definitely a challenge that's there. But it's not gonna, like, kind of like we've talked about, it's not a burdensome challenge. It's an invitation. And I guess some people may want to not understand why, because maybe stuff in their life is going so good. Why would they mm-hmm. need God? And mm-hmm. I guess we could also be careful of that in our lives. So, like, okay, when things are going good, be cautious of that.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, what we've said, we've talked about it. And Jesus ends that verse with a promise. And he says, if people would hear and understand, if they turn, then that he will heal them. And that's mm-hmm. where it kind of gets hopeful. It kind of gets, it's so loving to hear that from Jesus himself. And what does it mean when he say turn and he will heal them? And I guess we could say that the end goal of we hear and we understand, then it's not just about hearing and understanding. It's not about just kind of like following some rule or following something that order God is trying to tell you. It's about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily about just God trying to teach you something and us doing it. It's about what he's trying to do in our life, what he's trying to transform us into.
Yeah. And I think that whenever you want to hear, whenever you want the answer,
mm-hmm.
because you first look for the answer, then you understand it, you analyze it. Then because you understood it, you're like, okay, I got the answer. How do I apply it to my life?
Yeah.
And that's when the transformation comes. Your way of mm-hmm. thinking changes. Your way of treating others changes. Mm-hmm. The way you love others changes. So it's kind of like inevitably you're going to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's kind of, that's what the gospel is all about.
Yeah.
And what would you think, what would you wish that some people would understand when God's trying to invite them into them turning and him allowing to heal them?
He is not wanting you to do that. Like, give up everything up. He just wants you to come, and he wants you to trust him fully.
Yeah.
Like, he's not trying to condemn you. He's trying to love you. He's trying to hear you. He's trying to, like, literally just hold you and then show you how much he loves you to the point that he had already thought about you before you were born. That he literally says, I sent my son for you.
Mm-hmm. Jose, any thoughts?
He meets us where we're at.
Yeah.
He's not looking. We've talked about this in other episodes where he's not looking for perfection, but he's looking for people that want to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And another thing, too, that I find interesting is that people back then were a little hostile towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't feel anger, or he didn't clap back or anything. He felt sad for them because they didn't understand. They didn't mm-hmm. see that was God himself
mm-hmm.
presenting salvation to his people. And you think about it and you get sad too, because mm-hmm. These people didn't understand. They saw, but they didn't really see. They heard what he was saying, but they didn't really understand. And so he was trying to invite them to, like many people did, like when he called Matthew, just follow me. They followed him. He followed him. And so with his other disciples. So whenever God is trying to invite you to turn to him, it's a subtle invite. And why not? Why not try it? I would say try it. And if it doesn't work out, then I guess it doesn't work out. But I feel like if you truly, truly, truly in your heart invite God, he will meet you right there where you're at.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning in. You could follow us at ADAW Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. If you want to learn more, if you want to continue following us, following this series on Matthew and what we have to say about all this, you could also go to at Lifeford No, I'm sorry. You can go to follow.lifeword.org if you want to kind of grow your relationship with Jesus. And if you want it in Spanish, /Spanish.
He got it. Yes, you got it. Say it with confidence. Yeah. Yes. All the information is going to be on the screen. Thank you, Brother Rusty. We will see you next Friday.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.